Now you can get even more from the Kurt Angle Show over at adfreeshows.com. Oh, it's true. Enjoy the entire Kurt Angle Show library with no ads, plus catch brand new episodes each week before anyone else does, starting at just $9. That definitely doesn't suck. What else doesn't suck? Interactive experiences that you can take part in with me. You get to jump on and ask me questions during our gold medal Q&A events. And if you joined us for Top Guy Weekend, we got to hang out together in Chicago. Ad-Free Shows also has tons of bonus episodes, including my recent top 10 dream opponents list and watching back the night I kissed Stephanie McMahon. It is truly the gold standard in wrestling content. Get the Kurt Angle Show and all of Conrad's podcasts early, ad-free, and on video for as low as $9 a month. That's just 30 cents an episode. Head over to adfreeshows.com right now to sign up.
Hey, y'all, it's Rebel with AEW. And when I'm not with the doctor helping her dominate the women's division, you can find me on adfreeshows.com every other Sunday, hosting my personal happy hour, Rebel's Happy Hour. And I would love for you to join me. It's an hour long of drinking, laughing, a little Q&A, maybe some guest surprises, and just chatting about whatever's on your mind. I promise it's a good time. And yes, it is all face-to-face. So do it now. Do it today. Sign up at adfreeshows.com and become a top guy. And tell them Rebel sent you. Mwah.
NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. Christmas is finally behind us, but are you dreading those credit card bills headed your way? Well, here's a pro tip. Don't get stuck making minimum payments in the new year. SaveWithConrad.com can help you get rid of your credit card debt just like that. Oh, and we're going to get you the best deal on a mortgage you've ever had. But how's this for starters? No payments until March. You don't need money out of your pocket or perfect credit. So find out how much money you can save for free right now at SaveWithConrad.com.
Will he want to go?
We are broadcasting from the Blue Chew Studios. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code ANGLE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle, and welcome to the Kurt Angle Show. On the show today, we'll be discussing No Way Out 2002, my number one contenders match against Triple H with Stephanie McMahon Helmsley as the special guest referee. But first, let me introduce to you my co-host, Paul Bromwell. How you doing today, Paul?
Hey, Kurt, I'm doing great, man. And we have been having some fun the last couple weeks, haven't we? First Miro, Mickey James. I'm seeing nothing but love on social media. What did you think of the shows?
Oh, the episodes were awesome. Miro, his story about growing up in Bulgaria, becoming a wrestling fan back then. He had to find VHS tapes around town because they didn't have wrestling on TV. And he made his dream come true. And Mickey James from Rags to Riches, you know, she was an independent wrestler starting out. And she made it to the big time. Awesome stories. I really enjoyed them.
One thing that was consistent from both, Kurt, was their love for you and appreciation for you and the impact that you've had on their career, whether it was Miro as a fan watching you wrestle growing up or Mickey James and how you helped continue on her career when she was at a low point. So it's really cool to be able to talk to people like that. We have more guests coming. But as you said, today we're here discussing another fun topic from 20 years ago. It's No Way Out 2002 and all that surrounds it. This is going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of buildup here. And last time you and I talked around this time frame, 2002, Triple H had made his big return to the WWF after his injury, and he had defeated you to win the Royal Rumble. You remember that, right?
Yes, I do remember. I was the second guy in the Royal Rumble. I ended up second, unfortunately, but, you know, it was the Triple H, so there's not too much shame in that.
Not at all, Kurt. And the big news coming out of that Royal Rumble is that the next night on Raw, Vince McMahon is pissed, and he had lost to Ric Flair at the Rumble, and he says he's going to make a move that the wrestlers, the fans, and even himself may regret. And this is the whole build to the NWO entering the company. So you got Nash and Hall and, of course, Hulk Hogan. And they're going to make their big debut here at No Way Out. At this point, Kurt, had you ever met any of these guys personally?
I never met Hulk Hogan or Kevin Nash or Scott Hall at this particular time up until then. But I was looking forward to meeting them. They were legends in the business.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you would meet them and you would go on to work with them in your future days in TNA too. But tell us about the attitudes of the people, you know, as far as in the company. They had worked, some of them had worked with them before, some of your peers. What was their attitudes about them coming in and joining the company?
Well, there were mixed feelings, I think, because of what things occurred. But some things occurred in the past. I don't really know about them. I've heard some stories, but, you know, the NWO, those guys could be really political and they could bury some people's careers. I never saw it, to be honest with you, but that was the rumor going around, and that was the talk going around the locker room.
And you got to think, too, there's only so many top spots or top slots, if you will, in the company, right? There's only so many main event matches at this point. And were you worried, or the others worried, that, hey, what are we trying to do here? Are we upsetting the old apple cart, as they say, bringing in more? There's only so much main event time to go around.
Well, you know what? You make a valid point, but, you know, some guys were concerned, but for me, I wasn't concerned because I was totally confident in my ability to wrestle. I knew I was one of the best wrestlers at this particular time, and I could entertain the fans. I was really good at doing what I did, and I wasn't that concerned about Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash and Scott Hall coming in.
And, buddy, you were right when you say you were good at what you did and you could entertain the fans. And we're going to begin the build to No Way Out. And, man, there are some hilarious, entertaining spots that we're going to cover in this show with you and you're involved. So let's get into it, man. And we're going to kick it all off this week with Raw. It's January 21st, 2002, as we take you back on this journey. And the show opens with the promo between Chris Jericho and Triple H. We mentioned at the top of the show, Triple H had just won the Royal Rumble, and he's in Chris Jericho's face, letting him know he's coming for that undisputed championship at WrestleMania. When someone decides they got something to say about that, let's take a listen.
Man, that's something heavy on for Jericho to think about now. Wait, what's the meaning of this? We'll see later tonight, teaming with Jericho. Listen to this. Whatever happened to good old Southern Hospitality? It still exists, live and well. Angle still upset. He was the last man eliminated at the Royal Rumble by the game.
Triple H, how the hell you live with yourself? Last night at the Royal Rumble, I threw you over the top rope and onto the floor.
Uh-oh.
Now, apparently, you were able to keep your feet from touching the floor, and you got back in the ring. Fine. I can accept that. But what'd you do once you got back in the ring? You attacked me from behind? You didn't even give me one word of warning.
Come on.
Instead, you did that weird thing.
Yeah, that was weird. You know that was.
If you had any sense of fairness whatsoever, you would have confronted me. You would have faced me man to man. You would have looked me in the eye. And you would have allowed the better man to win. But that's not your style, is it, Hunter? Well, it is my style. Which is why I'm not going to wait till later on tonight to kick your butt. I'm doing it right now.
What? Wait a minute. What the heck is that? Chris Jericho, wait a minute. Jericho trying to get a cheap shot in, and that's Kurt Angle. Kurt, what are you doing? Here's that weird thing again. Oh, Angle's going to get his pedigree check, but Jericho dims the lights of the game.
Well, the game wanted the Undisputed Championship. He got it right in his face.
And now Jericho and Angle really doing a number on Triple H, the double team. A vile double team. And the Angle slam. Kurt Angle and Chris Jericho dismantling the game. And the game may be over, King.
Got that right because the living legend is taking over.
And here comes the Rock.
assaulted by two men. The Rock came for Jericho. Oh, yeah. Plenty of momentum. Motivation.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
So it's the new year and Magic Spoon is perfect for meeting your goals, whether it's eating healthier or saving more time in your morning routine. And that checks two of our boxes for all of our New Year's resolutions list, right? We want to become more efficient. We want to eat a little better. And I know what you're thinking. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But then eventually we realize it's full of sugar and junk we shouldn't be eating and we give it up. And we're all trying to eat better right now, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. You see, Magic Spoon has all the amazing flavors you love with none of the bad stuff. It's also an amazing midnight snack right before bed. If you've been trying to cut down on carbs or sugar or unhealthy food, don't feel like you can't eat anything anymore. Check this out. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar. Magic Spoon has 13 to 14 grams of protein. Magic Spoon has only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Magic Spoon is only 140 calories a serving. Magic Spoon is keto friendly. Magic Spoon is gluten free. Magic Spoon is grain free. Magic Free is soy free. Magic Spoon is low carb. Build your own box. Available flavors. Custom bundle. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies, cream, maple, waffle. Seriously, you hear me? It's just fun talking about Magic Spoon. Can you believe that you can get all these great flavors with none of the bad stuff? I can't believe this is real. Go to magicspoon.com/angle, grab a custom bundle of cereal, and start your new year off right. And be sure to use our promo code ANGLE at checkout, and you're going to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/angle, and use the promo code ANGLE to save $5 off. And we thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode and for making me say, cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter. I love Magic Spoon and you will too. Check it out right now. MagicSpoon.com/angle. Blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, maple, waffle.
Kurt, this is incredible. It's got 4 of the biggest stars in the company. The crowd's going crazy. How much fun is this?
Oh, this was so much fun. This was the tail end of the Attitude Era. And the fans were so hot. Money was good. The business was doing great. And we were having so much fun. This was just a blast. It was a walk in the park with these guys.
And buddy, when you came out, you start the promo and we could all tell this was right in the middle of the what craze. How did you deal with the what chants? Did they ever throw you off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially doing a promo, you know, when you pause in between each sentence, the fans chant what? So if you don't want them to chant what, you have to run through your promo without pausing. And that can be very difficult to do. But for the most part, you do want the fans to participate. So the what chants, whether they throw you off or not, you have to deal with them.
It's almost like you got to decide, what's the cadence? Do I want to just stick to their what cadence and say my lines? Just, you know, say a line what? Or do I want to try to run through it so that it debunks them? But, you know, it worked. Once you figure that out, you're okay. But I can imagine trying to figure it out. It could be a little bit, man, what's going on here? I got to remember what I'm supposed to try to say here.
You're absolutely right, Paul.
Yeah. Well, listen, this leads to the main event that night. It's Hunter and The Rock. They're teaming up to take on you and Chris Jericho. And we're going to go to the ending of that matchup. But first, we got to check out the backstage interaction between The Rock and Triple H. This is just some classic stuff here. Check this out.
Let me make one thing perfectly clear to you. You and I might be partners tonight, but I do not need you to be my savior. Understand? What the blue hell are you so angry about? What are you walking around here so angry for? Walking around here mad, your face all squinched up. What's all that about? What are you so angry about? Last night you won the Royal Rumble. You're going to WrestleMania. You should be happy. Go eat some ice cream. Go drink a protein shake. Go make yourself a ham and cheese sandwich. Go do something. But don't be angry. And just so you know, just so we're clear, The Rock wasn't coming down there to be your savior. That's the last thing in this world The Rock would ever do, is to be your savior. What The Rock did earlier tonight is exactly what you and The Rock are gonna do later tonight. And that's take Chris Jericho, take Kurt Angle, and whoop their candy asses all over Greenville. So let's play the game.
And here we go, right into the ending of the match. Check this out.
The stud, I'll tell you that. Manhandling the first angle, and now the undisputed champion. So here comes Kurt Angle, put his feet to the punch. By the game, and the game scoring with that taped right hand.
Watch it, Kurt.
Watch it, watch it, game.
That's not good teamwork, guys.
And a spine block. Shades of Arn Anderson on that one. Man, that one shut the Raptors here. Jericho, triple drop kick. Is absolutely roaring on fire here.
He's angry. He's a very angry man.
Oh, look out.
No.
Face buster. And
what's Y2J doing?
That will be a setup for the pedigree. Angling, never land. Here we go.
Oh,
pedigree, pedigree. The pedigree.
Oh, look out.
Oh, Jericho's on the top rope. Had a title belt in his hand. And so Soprano is the undisputed champion.
I don't know who that was worth for. Angle or Jericho?
King of the game is tipping the pedigree of Kurt Angle. Nobody gonna get up
there.
And Jericho off the top rope. Jericho came off the top rope.
You know why? Because that Jericho is a gamer. You gotta admit it.
Jericho stomped what would have been no doubt a victory for Triple H and The Rock. Nobody gets up from the pedigree.
The Rock is just now getting up from that beat he took a few minutes ago. Come on, tag Y2J.
Jericho can't wait for the tag. The Rock, a little worse for wear, but he wants a tag on the other side. Who's going to get the tag?
Oh, The Rock's ready now. The Rock wants to lay some smack down.
A tag here could be the turning point. But both men make a tag. Oh, it's The Rock and the undisputed champion. The man that beat The Rock at the Royal Rumble.
Here it comes! Whoa! Y2J just got tipped into the SmackDown Hotel.
And he's not getting a sweet. Nothing sweet about that right hand.
Oh, look at that. Reversal, look at that.
And Jericho, the bulldog down on The Rock.
That's it. If he hits that lion's saw, now it's over. Where's he going? What's he doing? What do you want?
What are you looking for?
So there it is. You get clocked in the head with the ring bell. You could hear it, man.
It was the real deal, man. Every once in a while, you get hit pretty hard. Doesn't happen very often, but it happened that night to me.
So Jericho accidentally hits you with it. Rock hits Jericho with the Rock Bottom, gets the pin. But before we move on, man, I got to ask, The Rock, how good is he? I don't know if you caught it or not, but he got to kick off the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, yeah.
How good was that to see him doing that, man?
There's nobody that cuts a promo like The Rock. And not only that, his in-ring skills are incredible. One of the best athletes I've ever been in the ring with. A lot of fun to work with. When Rock and I would work with each other up until this point in 2002, I probably worked with him 100 times. So it was really easy. And we had like match A, match B, match C, We just say, hey, let's do match B tonight and add a little bit to the repertoire and just to change it up a bit. But Rock and I were so comfortable working each other that it was awesome. We had a lot of fun.
Well, Kurt, at this point, WrestleMania, they know it's going to be in Sky Dome. Do you know what the plans are?
Unfortunately, my first three WrestleManias, I didn't know what the plans were for me. They didn't plan them until about a week, until the week of WrestleMania. So I didn't have a big storyline buildup up until WrestleMania until my fourth year when I main evented WrestleMania with Brock Lesnar. I had a great storyline leading up to that pay-per-view. But up until then, I didn't have anything like that. I got booked at the last second.
I mean, is that frustrating for you at that point? Are you saying anything to anybody? Or are you just kind of going with the flow?
Yeah, I was pitching ideas. I was trying to get into the match with Triple H and Jericho, make it a triple threat, and add Stephanie to the mix, you know, because of the love triangle. And I did everything I could. But, you know, creative felt like they wanted – I think Triple H wanted it to be one-on-one because it was his moment, his WrestleMania. He was going to win the title, so I completely understand that. But, you know, I didn't have a lot of options, and it was frustrating. But the writers, they can't book everybody on the show. It's just impossible. So I was lucky enough to get a last-minute booking, though.
Hey, so real quick, I was talking to a longtime friend of the show last week, and he told me that he tried to refinance and save with Conrad.com last year, but we weren't able to help him because we weren't licensed in his state yet. Now, that was Massachusetts. We are licensed there now. In the meantime, though, he went to one of those big national companies that you've seen on TV. He got an absolutely great rate, but he was explaining to me that, man, he had this big IRS bill coming, and things were a little tight. He had these credit card balances that had been hanging around for years, and he had these two car payments, and I said, wait, what do you owe on your house? And he told me, and I said, what do you think your house is worth? And he said, well, it's a lot more now. And he told me, and I said, dude, I've got just the plan. Just last year, he signed up for a 20-year loan at a great rate. Now, we've been able to get him down to 10 years. That's right, 10 years. He's going to own his house free and clear in just 10 years. And I know what you're thinking. Man, I can't afford to do that. I would argue you can't afford not to. Here's what I'm talking about. He's got a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old. In 10 years, his kids are going to be 13 and 18. And if life goes according to plan, what do we hope happens when our kids graduate high school? They go off to college, and that's very expensive. The time to think about how you're going to pay for college isn't when your kids are seniors in high school. It's time to get a long-term plan for your finances. And I don't just mean your income, but I mean your debt. Here's what we did. We took a look at what his monthly payments were on both of his car payments, and we compared the balances. Then we did the same with the credit cards. And by the way, he told me he felt stuck. He had been making minimum payments for years. He felt like they'd made no headway in at least 5 years. This credit card debt had just hung around at a crazy high interest rate. But maybe worst of all, now he had this big IRS bill. What was he going to do? He went to savewithconrad.com. And how's this for starters? No payments for 2 months. That's the cash infusion he needed for his family right now. But more importantly than that, he cut 9 years off of his loan. He went from 19 years left down to just 10 years, and his monthly payments went down. Yes, he got a better interest rate. He got rid of all of his credit card debt, and he got rid of his car payments. But most importantly, he's completely debt-free by the time his kids start getting really expensive. You know what I'm talking about. If you've got young kids, you probably think, man, these little dudes are expensive. Wait until they start driving cars and going to college. We're going to help you get a solution for your short-term goals, which is to free up some of that cash flow. We're talking a break from payments for 2 months, but more importantly, lower monthly payments. But more importantly, it's going to check your box long-term. He cut 9 years off of his loan. Now, had he not done that, both of his kids would have been going to college. And dude, nobody wants to pay a mortgage and college tuition for two. Get in front of this. Make a plan with SaveWithConrad.com. And do it right now. Interest rates are on the rise. The Fed is going to raise the rates. And who knows what's going to happen with real estate values? Lord knows we've all seen that bubble burst before. Make the best decision you can for your family with my family. SaveWithConrad.com is routinely helping our podcast listeners change their life. I know it sounds silly. It sounds too good to be true, but it's real, and we can do it for you. We're probably licensed in your state. We're in over 40 states now. You don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket. And here's the thing, man. If you give us a call and you've got a great rate and you don't have any other debt and you're already in a 15-year loan, we might say, hey man, you got a good deal. Just keep doing what you've been doing. But don't you want the peace of mind of knowing you've got the best deal for your family? This is the perfect opportunity. Your house is worth more than ever. Rates are on the rise right now. And if you've got debt, lock it in right now at savewithconrad.com. And I want to mention, had he not had this conversation with us last week, he would have been stuck making those minimum payments on those credit cards, and maybe even worse, had to open a new credit card to pay the IRS. Dude, that is a bad decision. You know you can do better than that. Get the best rate you've ever had. Get out of debt faster. Keep more of your own money at savewithconrad.com.
And is it safe to say, I guess back then, maybe if Triple H kind of wanted that, then Triple H was probably going to get what he wanted.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know for sure, but probably. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's announced that starting on SmackDown, so they're starting to figure out the creative here, there will be a number one contenders tournament to determine who gets a title shot at No Way Out against Jericho. So right now, let's book to No Way Out, and then that'll build to WrestleMania. So it's going to be Austin versus Booker T and you versus The Rock. At this point, you've worked with Rock a lot. You just said probably over 100 times at this point. So how easy is it to put a match together with him? It sounds like it's pretty easy.
Yeah, Rock is, you know, what's so great about him is he comes up with so many great innovative ideas. His mind's always working. You know, you could tell now to this day how creative he is. What he's able to do with his businesses and his acting. He's just a really creative guy, and I really enjoyed working with him.
Well, buddy, you were creative too, my friend, and nothing exemplifies that more than the promo we're going to from the SmackDown with you and Jonathan Coachman. And we already talked about it. We're in the what era, and you let it get to you a little bit. Here, let's take a look.
Kurt Angle, even though you were not successful at the Royal Rumble, you still have a chance become champion at No Way Out, but you've got to beat The Rock right here tonight. And if you do that, as we all just saw, you'll face Stone Cold Steve Austin this coming Monday night on Raw.
Oh yeah, you're damn right I still have a chance. The Rock is mine. Okay, I have something to say right now. I'm an Olympic gold medalist. I brought honor and glory to this country. I've won more titles and awards than anyone. And you people want to disrespect me by saying that word. That's it. I've had it. Stop doing that. You people are unbelievable. This word's ruining my life. Say what one more time, and I'm out of here. This interview's over.
King, the what's your drive?
My favorite part is Jonathan Coachman cannot keep a straight face the entire time.
Ready to start cracking up, I know.
So I feel like part of this might be just to encourage him to say the what chant more. Is that what you're trying to do here?
Of course. You know, in pro wrestling, you want fan participation. And you want the fans to participate as much as possible. And whether it's during a promo or a wrestling match, you want a reaction from them. And that's what I got.
Well, we were able to get away from the what chance for just a short time. Austin would take on Booker for the number one contender. Austin gets the win. And then it's time. It's Rock versus Angle to determine who takes on Austin to be the number one contender. So here it is. Let's check out the end of that match.
The situation's this.
The Brahma baby.
It's pretty simple. The winner of this matchup.
Hey, hold on. You hear that? That's a new catchphrase. The Brahma baby.
The Brahma baby. There you go.
You guys, let me please explain to the folks what the situation is. Kurt Angle and The Rock. The winner will meet Stone Cold live on Raw from Richmond Monday night. The winner of that match heads to No Way Out Milwaukee to take on Chris Jericho for the Undisputed title.
That should be a disqualification.
And we have fast-forwarded to the ending of this match, and man, this is entertaining. Let's check it out.
He got his hands on you. You know what the Brahma Bull would do to you.
He had his chance on Sunday, now didn't he? I would beat The Rock's butt anytime.
That's the second time you've hit him in the nuts with your head.
2 times in one show.
Yeah.
Tunity. The crowd on its feet. The undisputed champ down. It's Dolph Ziggler. The spine buster. Look out, King. I can't believe it. He's going for it. He's got it. The sharpshooter locked in. The Rock with the sharpshooter locked in. Will Angle tap. Will Angle tap.
He's going to break Kurt's leg.
Angle riding in pain. End is near for Angle.
Try not to tap. Oh, he didn't tap. He didn't tap.
The Rock with a sharpshooter.
Look at this. What? Jericho just tapped the referee out. And Angle's tapping. Angle's tapping. Angle's tapping. But Jericho pulled the...
We're going to act like we don't see that, Kurt.
Tapping. Here you go, right there. Then Leo. What the hell is this? It's the Undertaker. Undertaker and Shawn Smile. What the hell was that all about? The Undertaker. Yes, Shawn Smile.
Like The Rock choked again.
Choke slam to be exact.
What business does that man have with The Rock?
All right, all right, all right. Let's take a time out right now and tell you about something my wife absolutely loves. Of course, this episode is sponsored by Cometeer. Cometeer is the first coffee you melt to make. It's delicious, quality coffee that's ready in seconds. Cometeer's freshly brewed coffee arrives flash frozen inside the world's very first 100% curbside recyclable capsule. It's super simple to melt your way hot or iced coffees. That's right, lattes and so much more. No machines or expensive equipment needed. It's incredibly simple. It's fuss-free. It's mess-free. It's coffee just the way you like it. My wife and Bruce's wife absolutely love it. I am friends with Bruce's wife on social, and she keeps on and on about how much she loves Cometeer. It's her favorite coffee. My wife's too, and it's a fun process. Let me explain about the source and variety of Cometeer. You see, Cometeer's brewing process captures over 2,000 flavor compounds that exist in a single coffee bean. Cometeer offers a wide variety of light, medium, and dark single origin and blended coffee roasts from the very best specialty roasters. The brewed coffee is then immediately flash frozen at minus 321 degrees, not a rib, all inside a recyclable capsule to lock in the freshness and the flavor. Now, Cometeer has discovered the best way to brew, preserve, and deliver delicious coffee to your home. Now, I don't think a lot of people think about this, but let me give you a little pro tip. The coffee that you see on the shelf at the grocery store, stale. The only way to get it this fresh is to do it this way. I mean, think about that. They're brewing it and then immediately flash freezing it, minus 321 degrees. All you need to do is add water to enjoy it, hot or cold. Now with Cometeer, you can have a high quality balanced cup of coffee in the time it takes to boil water or fill a glass with ice, all for a fraction of the price of a coffee that you would get at some sort of cafe. Cometeer is delicious, black or however you normally enjoy your coffee. And unlike the other pods that you may be familiar with, Cometeer capsules are 100% curbside recyclable. So how great is that? Not only does it taste great, not only is it like almost a hidden secret. I mean, I'll be honest. I didn't know there were 2,000 flavor compounds, but it turns out Cometeer's got the right idea for us and for the environment. Come on now. The variety is awesome. The melting process is fun because, man, I didn't know you could make iced coffee at home. Boom, you got it. Cometeer brings you the best coffee on the planet. It's incredible, but don't just take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. Try the coffee you melt to make. Brewed exclusively in partnership with award-winning roasters, and boy, have we got a special deal for you. Save $20 off your first order when you sign up at Cometeer.com/angle. That's Cometeer.com/angle. And we thank Cometeer for sponsoring the podcast and maybe the most innovative cup of coffee that we've ever had. My wife loves it and yours will too. Check it out for yourself. Cometeer.com/angle. That's Cometeer.com/angle. Come on. Cometeer.com/angle. You're going to love it.
So there we go. Now we have Rock has a foe, and that's going to be The Undertaker. That's going to be their match at No Way Out. So creative's in place there. It's Hall of Famers galore. Jericho and Undertaker interfere in that match. You would get the win. And it's the big number one contenders match, Angle versus Austin on Monday Night Raw, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I loved working with Austin. He was really intense, and you know, the guy could wrestle like nobody else. He really could.
Well, and it's moving along quick here. We jump right from that right to Raw. Austin, Angle, you can't beat it. Let's check it out.
By Austin, and then Angle took advantage with a low blow there. Now, wait a second. This is not a disqualification match.
Oh, I guess now somebody should be disqualified. Right? Look out.
Well, I mean, the blatant use of a weapon like that steel chair is
what about those steel steps a few minutes ago? That was fine. Oh, no. Look at this.
Oh, God. Austin's going to get disqualified. If Austin hit Angle, he's going to get disqualified. The referee turned it.
Coming up is like my favorite clip of this. Watch your face as you beg for it.
Austin's going to blow her here.
He said, screw the chair. I'll just punch you in the face.
Stop the butthole, man.
Hey, while we're watching this, man, have you heard the rumors about Austin possibly coming back for Mania this year?
You know what? I'm surprised and I'm not surprised. I mean, he's been out for so long, but, you know, as long as he's healthy and he's able to do it, I'm looking forward to it.
Buddy, I saw a post the other day where he's eating tilapia and rice and he's recommending his nutritionist. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Everybody in the comments is
tilapia and rice. Yeah.
Everybody in the comments is saying, I hope we see you. I hope this means we see you.
I think we will. This is going to be incredible.
In his hometown, you know, in his home state of Texas, Dallas, Texas. Listen, they have two nights to sell out there at the Cowboys Stadium, the Palace in Dallas, as they call it, and bringing him in would help accomplish that for sure.
Oh, without a doubt, it would definitely help them sell out.
Going for the pin there, can't get it. And let's listen a little bit of the commentators. You're frustrated as hell. Look at Angle. Here we go.
Down the mount position. He couldn't pin Austin on two tries there. And now right here's the face of the Texas Rattlesnake.
Here come the straps.
Oh, God. Here it is. And they call it.
You're breaking.
You damn right, Kurt Angle. We'll break the ankle of Stone Cold Steve Austin. And enjoy doing it.
You hear your own ankle break, Austin.
Austin's not going to quit. The son of a bitch will never quit.
Now he will. Now he will quit.
Austin trying to counter. He did it earlier in the match. He's trying to roll through here.
He can't get it. Kurt's got it locked in too well.
So as we're watching, I want to talk a little bit more about Austin here while we're on the subject. So the rumor and innuendo is it potentially could be he versus Kevin Owens. What do you think about that potential matchup if that's the case?
Well, it makes perfect sense. Stunner versus Stunner. You know, Kevin Owens took the Stone Cold's finish, and I think that's probably the best matchup for Stone Cold at this particular time. And Kevin Owens, he can go in that ring.
Athletic, yes.
Yeah, very athletic, especially for his size.
You think you won. You're jumping around. Foot was on the ropes. Oh, I don't think so, Kurt.
Dumbass heel. Never text with the referee.
Look at you. You're doing the whole hell yeah. I love it. Here, let's
trying to tell Angle.
Hebner shoving you. How good was Earl Hebner back in these? He was so animated. He just added to it so well.
Yeah, that was the great thing about him. His animation, the way he expressed himself was really awesome. He was an incredible referee, too.
Time to tell you about something I'm super passionate about, protecting your family. Yes, this is a life insurance ad for GoliathLife.com, but to me, this is really about peace of mind. Think about insurance for a second. We all get medical and auto insurance, yet we never even know if we're going to have a need for it. Let me let you in on a little secret. You need life insurance. We're all going to die. Now, as you let that reality sink in, think about what would happen if your family stopped having your income tomorrow. If you don't have a plan for that, you need to visit GoliathLife.com. And I mean right now. And just personally, I've lost two friends in their 40s this past year and a half, and I don't even want to think about what their families would be going through had they not had life insurance. If you don't have it, get it. Protect your family. And I suggest you go to GoliathLife.com because they've made the process of getting affordable life insurance super easy. Goliath Life streamlines the life insurance process by allowing you to get quotes from more than 20 carriers within minutes, and you'll pick your terms and payments to fit your budget. You pick your price, you start the online application immediately, and even schedule the medical exam to come to you. And I've done it. They sent someone to my office. I skipped the phone calls, the paperwork, and the crazy invasive conversations. Goliath Life makes buying life insurance simple. There's no hidden fees, no upsells, no hassle, hell, not even a phone call. Goliath Life is life insurance in your hands on your time. Get multiple quick quotes right now from the comfort of your own home and begin your application in a few easy clicks right now at GoliathLife.com.
Stunner 1, 2, and 3, and it's over. Let's listen to the reaction here. And that's it. Stone Cold is the man once again. And I want to read the observer's notes. I know we always get excited when we hear what Dave has to say. I say that tongue in cheek. Austin pinned Angle with a stunner in 10 minutes, 26 seconds. Someday, these two should go out and have a bad match with each other and hit each other over the head and sell big blows with those giant foam fingers, or at least bags of popcorn, just to show that it's possible. This is another great match. He's putting you guys over, and this is great to hear. They teased a spot where Austin had a chair, and Angle begged Austin to hit him, knowing it would be a DQ, and Angle would get the title shot. That's the part where your facials were just fantastic. I mean, it was great. After a ref bump, Angle grabbed the chair and beat on Austin's body with it, with Earl Hebner down. Austin still kicked out, got to the ropes on an ankle lock and foot on the ropes on the ankle and on the angle slam before the win. What do you think here, Kurt? Do you think you and Steve could ever have a bad match?
I don't think so. We're both very intense and really physical, and we love to beat the shit out of each other, and we're both very competitive. Austin's one of the most competitive guys I've ever gotten in the ring with, and he's going to win. He wants to win, and he wants to have the best match on the card every single time.
Well, buddy, we're going to head back to SmackDown, and this time it's you and Taker teaming up to take on Rock and Hunter. They're back together again in tag action, which this match really starts to put you into motion, you and Triple H, the whole Triple H versus Angle battle. And then, as we mentioned, it's Undertaker and Rock for No Way Out. And we're going to check out the ending of this one as it kicks into those stories.
Tremendous athlete. Tremendously impressive. Triple H.
Undertaker standing right over here in front of us. He's hurt.
Oh, look at this. Triple H in trouble. Kurt Angle! The inverted atomic drop.
Wow.
And the right hand by Angle. Kurt Angle and The Undertaker taking it to Triple H and The Rock.
Oh, no!
Oh, look at that face buster up the knee.
Come on, Kurt!
And the game looking to regroup. Kurt Angle as well to the midsection. Triple H setting Angle up. Could be pedigree time. It is! Pedigree! And look at The Undertaker with a steel tear. Undertaker is going to be disqualified.
I don't think he cares at this point. Look out, ref.
And a shot to the head of Triple H.
Wow.
Yeah. Hear that? What is wrong with The Undertaker? Another vicious assault here tonight. Oh, look at The Rock from behind. The Rock with right hands to The Undertaker. A Bravo Bull unloading. Smackdown. A huge score to settle for The Rock.
Retribution for last Thursday night.
Oh, look at The Rock. Hey, what the hell's The Rock doing here?
Wait a minute. Hold it, Rock. Now calm down. Look out. Rock, what are you doing?
The Rock ripping apart our announce table.
Easy,
boot to the face. Rock took way too much time, and The Undertaker floored him with a boot to the head.
I tried to warn The Rock. He just wouldn't listen to us.
And The Undertaker driving The Rock right into the ring bell. And The Rock looks down and out on his feet. This vicious, this sadistic, this monster, this Undertaker is an absolute animal.
Oh, not another steel chair.
And The Undertaker, who's made a living with steel chairs in recent weeks. What the hell is he going to do now?
I don't know, but he's mighty close. To him. Oh, watch this.
Oh, no, not this. Not this. Look out. The Undertaker is going to try to crush The Rock's throat. And a shot to the midsection of The Rock by The Undertaker.
Oh, look out.
The Undertaker was hell-bent on crushing the throat of The Rock. And now The Undertaker and Rock continue. This is utter chaos and destruction here at ringside. Oh, look out.
There it is. Look at the torque.
His damn match is over. Angle wants to break the ankle to right. Tap out. To break the ankle. And look at the way that ankle's contorting. Look at the look on Angle's face. Officials into the ring. And Kurt Angle snapped.
Oh, he snapped all right. He went Olympic on Triple H.
First of all, that should be a t-shirt. Don't make me go Olympic on your ass.
It is a great idea.
That was phenomenal, the King. He's going Olympic. Don't make him go Olympic on you. And I'm like, and you were going nuts. The other observation that I have here as I was going through the show, Curter, there were no days off. You guys are going from Raw to SmackDown, from Raw to SmackDown. Every show you're featured, you're taking chair shots, table bumps, bells to the head. You're going hard every television show.
Forget the house shows in between. So we're pretty busy all week long, every week. It's there's no rest.
No brand split here. It's everybody's going both shows.
Yep. One group, one team. You're right.
Well, the Observer would say Triple H and Rock beat Undertaker and Angle via DQ when Undertaker hit Triple H with a chair after he gave Angle the pedigree. In the post-match, which we just saw, Undertaker went after Rock, again, continuing to build that storyline. But Rock made his own comeback and put him through a table with a rock bottom. In the ring, Angle put the ankle lock on Triple H, and that's to put it mildly. But, brother, you had his leg wrapped like a serpent and were squeezing it.
I wanted to step his ankle off.
You did. And this is the type of, the four of you. Is this type of thing easy for the four of you to put together at this type of, at this point in your careers?
Yeah, we were all really experienced. Me, the least experienced of all of them, obviously, but those guys were really good and they knew what they were doing, and it was a really easy work with them.
Well, Kurt, listen, there's talk in the Observer at this time of there being heat with the NWO guys when they're in for the first set of tapings to film vignettes. From the Observer, both Austin and Undertaker have told wrestlers that they've worked too hard to not only get the company where it is, but to elevate the style to the level it's at, to sacrifice it with people who aren't going to work for it. Do you remember that conversation happening at that time?
Well, I heard that Austin and Undertaker were concerned about NWO coming in. And I think it's because those two, Undertaker and Austin, were the pillars of the company for the past 6 years. And I don't think they wanted anybody coming in and messing up what they built. So I think that was one of the concerns they had. But I'll tell you what they did with the NWO, what Vince did that first night, he got them good. I mean, he really got the NWO good. You don't know about this, Paul, but they had them do pre-tapes, and they kept making them do them over and over again. And then they started shooting into the night, into 2 or 3 in the morning. And Vince McMahon, I guess he cut them loose at like 4 in the morning I guess it was just to show those guys, hey, you're not going to mess around here. You're going to take your shit really serious. So I was really surprised to hear that occurred, but I'm not surprised because Vince McMahon, he always gets the last word.
Well, plus it's a way for him to say, you're not in Atlanta, Georgia anymore, pal. Hey, you're back up north and I'm in charge and you're going to stick around and do it my way.
And I think they understood that. Yes.
Yeah. This ain't Eric Bischoff. I'm Vincent Kennedy McMahon, damn it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you have Raw in Vegas on the 4th of February as we continue on. And Triple H opens the show and calls you out. Instead, Booker comes out and Hunter beats him in just under 3 minutes. And you attack and run off and hide behind police officers. It's later announced that you will take on Hunter at No Way Out. And the number one contendership will be on the line. Are you Hunter's handpicked first big match singles opponent at this point, Kurt?
I think so. I think I was a viable opponent. I was one of the top guys. I was safe to be in the ring with. He came out of injury not long before that. I think that I was the perfect opponent for him to have a singles match before he main evented WrestleMania.
Well, buddy, this is going to be a fun little angle that this, not to, you know, bring in the angle name, but this begins Hunter complaining to Stephanie about you. Any idea if your previous love triangle was recommended to be brought up again in this one?
I don't know. I think that what they thought was, you know, the love triangle wasn't long before this and Triple H was out for almost a year. So, you know, him coming back and me having a program with him, I felt they wanted to rejuvenate the love triangle and have Stephanie involved in the show, in our program, which I didn't mind at all. It's a little bit uncomfortable, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm doing what I can do to have the best possible program.
Well, this time around, it didn't involve you and Stephanie having a relationship, but it did involve another interesting dynamic. As an hour later into the show, Stephanie announces to everyone that she's pregnant.
Yes.
Oh, boy. So we're going to move on to SmackDown from LA, and you bring out a baby carriage and decide to introduce the world to Triple H Jr. Here we go, Kurt.
That's a baby carriage. Kurt Angle's wheeling down a ramp. What a, Kurt Angle have a new baby too? And he had a blessed event in his life as well. What the heck?
Is Kurt Angle having a new baby too?
On a pay-per-view, Kurt Angle's going to meet Triple H with the number one contender spot.
I need to get a baby bib with a gold medal on it.
What's that? Say that again.
I need to get a baby bib with a gold medal on it.
There you go. Yes. This is your comedic genius in this promo right here.
Stephanie's 8 weeks along.
She's pregnant.
And actually showed a sonogram to Triple H. You see the smile on Triple H's face.
Oh, it's smashing. I'm telling you, smashing.
Can't wait till they renew their vows next month.
Well, well, well. Look who's going to WrestleMania. None other than your Olympic hero, that's who.
Not so fast.
Now, unlike most people in this town, I'm not a pathetic suck-up.
There you go, tell him.
But I simply stated my argument to Mr. McMahon. The fact that Triple H cheated in the Royal Rumble, reiterated as an Olympic gold medalist that I deserve a title shot for the undisputed title at WrestleMania. And thankfully, Mr. McMahon saw it my way. So there you have it. Your Olympic hero has a title shot at Mania, and all I have to do is beat Triple H at No Way Out.
Sounds easy.
That's a gimme. Now that should have been the big news item of the week. And as you airheads here in L.A. would say, oh, it's true.
They are airheads. Let me blow in the ear and give them a refill.
That should have created some buzz. But it was overshadowed by the other big announcement.
What's that?
That Stephanie McMahon Helmsley's having a baby.
Yes! She's pregnant! That's huge! Smashing!
No, I never felt sorry for a baby before. Not until last Monday night. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure that Stephanie's going to make a great mom. But imagine having to go through life with Triple H as your father. Wow. I mean, even as a fetus, the kid's smarter than his dad. Now, I'm not a scientist, but looking at Triple H with the sloping forehead.
Uh-oh. Ah!
And the mean, angry face. And the bare knuckles dragging on the ground. I mean, I'm not a scientist, but Triple H is not a man. What? He's something else, literally.
What is he?
Now, Triple H, I understand that you visited a doctor today about your baby. I want you to forget about the doctor because I know exactly what your baby's gonna look like.
Uh-oh.
Check this out.
Wait a minute. You're gonna get a preview of what the baby's gonna look like? Hey, whoa! No.
It's Triple H Jr.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Look at that nose! Look. That nose is huge, Michael!
Say hi, Triple H Jr. I am the baby game.
He's a furry little thing, too.
I know you are. And look what your Uncle Kurt got for you. He got you a little gift.
Uh-oh. A gift for the little game.
Look at the present, Triple H Jr.
What a great uncle he'd be.
Here, I'll open it up with you.
Oh, he's got a little diaper on the little game.
Oh, my gosh.
What, you're wet on
it's baby bananas.
This is humiliating.
What? And there's
wow. Feel this one for you, Triple H Jr.
He can be a real jerk, Anglican King.
Look.
Here
look.
You go, Triple H Jr.
Wait, watch. Don't put it up his nose.
He's got the maturity level
say?
Of an infant.
They're that damn good? Wow. You're just like your mommy. You must take after your mommy because she actually has manners. Unlike your mean, nasty, angry Neanderthal daddy.
Come on, Michael. You know this.
I'll put this away, Triple H Jr.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Here comes the game.
Hey, Triple H. Meet your bouncing baby boy.
Uh-oh. He's about to get bounced.
He even smells like you. Actually, I think he went poo-poo.
Uh-oh.
But you know, you guys look a lot alike. Look at the nose. You got a big, cute nose.
What? Oh, Triple H with a right hand. And the game. Look at that. Oh. Baby Terrence Angle. Wait a minute. Get the hell out of here. The game has had enough of this public humiliation. He's stuck in the head at Angle. Watch it, Kurt.
Is soon to be dead, Triple H.
Look out!
Man, I love talking about the good old days here on the program, and unfortunately, well, the good old days for a lot of us also mean the bedroom. Not anymore, not thanks to Blue Chew. Fall is here, and boy, we could all use a stiff breeze. You know the deal. This episode sponsored by Blue Chew, and you know they say confidence can take you far in life, but maybe more so than ever in the bedroom. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as both Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. You can take these dudes anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Now, the process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And here's the best part. It's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, prepared and shipped directly to your door, all in a discreet package. And guys, I've heard the lady say there's nothing sexier than confidence. Well, Blue Chew can help give you that confidence you need where it counts. And if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code ANGLE at checkout. Just pay the $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. The promo code is ANGLE to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Triple H Jr. smells like he went poo-poo.
How about that cute big nose?
Dude, how much fun was that until you took the baby carriage in the back?
Yeah, that hurt a little bit. But up until then, I was having the time of my life.
Now, and who would have helped you with some coming up with some of that stuff? Because that was gold.
The writer, Brian Gewirtz.
He's all over it.
Awesome. Incredible. One of the most talented writers I've ever met.
Well, you had to deliver it. And part of comedy is timing, the pauses, the facials. That was gold, man. Olympic gold. It was good stuff.
I appreciate that.
I really enjoyed that. And I hadn't seen it in so long. And going back and watching that, I couldn't wait to enjoy that one for this show. So we have that. We got Triple H Jr. The heat is on between you and Triple H. It's then announced on the show that Hunter and Stephanie will renew their vows on the upcoming Raw. Then this happens on SmackDown from The Observer. Triple H and Vince talked, with Triple H telling Vince he didn't like him. But Stephanie wanted Vince to walk her down the aisle. Triple H said he'd never let Vince near his kid. Vince got so mad he ordered Triple H in a handicap match against Jericho and Angle. So here we go. It's you and Jericho versus the game. And we're going to check out the ending of that match. I'm telling you, this is all story build till we get to No Way Out. This is a fun one.
Handicap match against Triple H.
There we go.
Here we go.
Triple H, can he overcome the odds? Setting up Angle. Pedigree. And Jericho.
You two keep hitting each other.
He's still got
At least it wasn't in the balls this time, but you two can't stop hitting each other as teammates.
We're idiots.
Misses. Oh, no. And now Jericho getting set up. Look out. He's setting Triple H up. Look at this. Oh, man. The ankle slam. Smacked into that steel chair. Here's the cover. Hook of the leg. Folks, it's over. Kurt Angle and Chris Jericho win.
Was there ever any doubt?
And I hope Mr. McMahon's happy.
Hey, wait a minute.
Here comes.
And this is where the drama picks up.
On her way out to the ring. The concern on the face of Stephanie.
She's always stood by her husband. Every time he's been down now, every time he's been injured. They'll renew their vows Monday night on Raw. This is a serious situation here now.
Triple H laid out by that Angle slam to the steel chair. Stephanie obviously concerned.
Wait a minute now.
Angle and Jericho pick up the win in this handicap match. And I hope Mr. McMahon's happy about this.
Well, I'm sure he is. He accomplished. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
What is Jericho doing? Jericho and Stephanie have always hated each other.
Wait a minute, watch it, Jay. She's correcting now.
Step on Jericho. The game livid. Coming to the aid of his wife, King.
Triple H blasted Kurt Angle in the back with that metal chair.
So here we go. They're embracing in the middle of the ring. He cleared the ring. Triple H of U2. He dented that chair. It's mutilated. Now they're kissing and smooching. but it's not over yet. Remember, she's preggo, supposedly, quote unquote.
I am so happy for Triple H. At least it's been a happy ending for the game.
And here you come.
Hey, look out! Wait a minute! Triangle!
Whoa!
Angle just.
I forgot about that part.
It was preggo. What?
The punch to the back of Triple H, driving him into her, taking her out in her pregnancy.
Triple H terribly concerned for the well-being of his pregnant wife, Stephanie. Kurt Angle running into Triple H from behind him. Triple H inadvertently falling onto his wife. Thank goodness Stephanie appears to be okay.
And now you're really the dirty, dirty heel. Triple H wants to kill you. Now, I got to ask though, do you feel like your story with Hunter needed Stephanie in this way and all the baby stuff?
No, I think they did it because we were drawing ratings with the Love Triangle a year and a half prior. And I think they wanted to rejuvenate that program a little bit, because I was going to wrestle Triple H in No Way Out. So I think that's the reason why.
Well, Kurt, meanwhile, during all this that's going on storyline wise here in the WWF, making headlines during this time in a world far, far away, Hulk Hogan is on Bubba the Love Sponge and talks about how he beat you. And he says, because his takedowns and submissions mean nothing. Once I'd stick him in the thumb with my in the eye with my thumb, I'd take him down. Is this Hulk just being Hulk, do you think?
Yeah, it's him being Hulk. But you know what? Hulk is right. If he thumbed me in the eye and I went blind, he would win. But I could thumb his ass in the eye too and make him blind, and I could still kick his ass on top of that. So I'm not sure what he was talking about, but you know, you can't win a fight by just thumbing somebody in the eye. I mean, you can do it back to them, you know?
That's right. And it's just talking, it sounds like, at this point. Just a lot of yip-yap. So that's going on at the time. Were you excited about the prospect of wrestling Hogan, Hall, and Nash with their impending debuts? Be honest.
Yeah, I was. I mean, they were legends. You know, those guys had incredible careers. I was looking forward to it. I was actually really curious if they still had it. And that's what I wanted to find out. And I was willing to get in the ring with any of them.
Well, Kurt, it's also reported in the Observer around this time that you and Brock got into your legendary wrestling match before the doors opened at TV. What do you remember about that?
Well, I've told this story a couple of times, but I'll tell it again. Brooklyn Brawler went to Brock Lesnar when he was first in the business, when he just started out in WWE. And he said, how would you do against Kurt Angle, the Olympic gold medalist? And Brock said, I'd kick his ass. He's too small. So the Brawler told me about it, and I went to Brock, and I said, hey, Brock, you can kick my ass, huh? He said, I think so. Yeah, you're 80 pounds smaller than I am. I said, then let's get in the ring. He said, well, I have sandals on. I don't have shoes. I said, well, I'll take my shoes off. We'll go barefoot. He said, no, I don't want to get in the ring. So he passed on that. The next week, he was in the ring with Big Show. And I think we're in North or South Dakota, and Brock's wrestling Big Show for real, and he's throwing him around. I mean, he was picking him up in the air and slamming him on his back. And I was like, oh, my God, I might not be able to beat this guy. Brock Lesnar's a freaking beast. And Big Show at the time was like 520 pounds. So Big Show was facing me, and Brock's back was to me. And I told Big Show, get out of the ring. I whispered to him across from, you know, from outside the ring. He said, okay. And he got out of the ring, and I walked up to the behind Brock, and I tapped him on the shoulder. I said, it's time to go. And he didn't have a choice. He had to go. So we went for about 15 minutes. And there were rumors that I kicked his butt, that I dominated him. That's not true. I beat him. I took him down twice. He didn't take me down. It was a pretty close match, but I wish I could say I whipped the shit out of him, but I didn't. I did beat him, but you know, it was really tight. It was a tight fight.
You know what? My dream, my goal, you know, as I look off into the clouds here, is one day maybe we could get Brock to come on and talk about that.
Oh, that would be awesome.
There
I don't know if it's possible. Brock does not like to do this stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I might be able to talk him into it, though. We'll see what happens.
He was just on Pat McAfee and he was talking about, hey, I'm just not a talker. It's not my personality, you know, and that's who he is. But maybe one day down the line when he maybe hangs up the old wrestling boots.
No doubt.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, so there you go. Thank you for sharing that, Kurt. So here we are, back to the storyline, back to wrestling. It's nuptial time on Monday Night Raw, the big wedding. It's February 11th, 2002, for those of you who would like to go back and relive this classic moment. And it's legendary. It's Stephanie and Hunter's wedding. And there is so much to enjoy here. We're not going to watch the full thing or listen to it, but we are going to see the very ending. Here you go, Kurt.
Stephanie, as I look into your eyes tonight, I see you for what you truly are. A no good lying bitch. How could you do this? How could you do this to me? You wanted this so bad that you would lie, that you would use my emotions against me. You wanted this so bad that you would hire an actor to play a doctor, and that you would show me a picture of our unborn child.
Might have been a mistake.
Duh.
Steph, I have done some pretty bad things in my life. I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Oh.
But even I would not go this low. You disgust me.
Oh, no.
You care about nothing but yourself. You never gave a crap about us. It was always about you.
Not true.
Well, I'll tell you what. You don't have to worry about us any longer.
Uh-oh.
Because as of this moment, Stephanie, our marriage, it's over. We are through.
She's crushed. Oh.
Here we go. This is the best part.
A woman lies to her husband, best part. And now her daddy.
Yeah.
What? Just nailed.
Watch the when he tries to give him a pedigree.
I guess Vince doesn't take it really well. Don't
I
you?
Can't wait for you to see this, Kurt.
There you go, Vince. You made it. You did it.
Now you gotta. Now this is the classic facial coming off as it goes off the air. Stephanie's face.
Oh my God!
Ah,
there it is.
I never thought Stephanie would have an ugly face, but she had an ugly face there.
I mean, that looked like the wife of Satan straight up with that face. That was scary.
You see all the spit?
All the spit. It was scary, brother, but it had it all. He called her a bitch. She's not pregnant, McMahon. He's doing the worm trying to take the pedigree. The facials on Stephanie. It's like soap opera.
It's best, yeah.
It's soap opera, man. It's theater at its best. So, well, there we go. You had to see that. I had to show it to you because this is a vital piece of the storyline. We're going to move on to SmackDown, and it's you and Taker teaming up to take on, and how's this for a team, Triple H and Maven. And at the end of this match, your match with Taker, I mean, with Triple H at No Way Out, will get one more loophole or one more stipulation added to it. Let's check it out.
As far as Triple H is concerned, I've granted my daughter a very special provision this Sunday at No Way Out. Yeah, yeah, a very special provision. Tell him, Steph.
You see, Hunter, this Sunday when you face Kurt Angle and your WrestleMania title shot is on the line, baby,
what?
Happy Valentine's Day. Get it, Mark, get it!
Oh my God! Did you hear that, Michael? I heard it.
Do you remember that, Kurt, at all?
Yes, I remember that.
Oh man.
She had such a high-pitched voice at that particular time.
She did. She doesn't even sound like she does now.
Right, right.
So was that the plan all along as you were planning this out, was for her to be the ref at No Way Out, do you recall?
I believe so. I think even the wedding was the plan the whole time. That it was all a storyline that they wanted to build up to No Way Out. And we did it in just like 4 or 5 weeks.
It was quick.
Quick, yeah.
And I think that's part of it. The fact that you're able to tell the story on Raw, SmackDown, back to back to back. So we're here, Kurt. We've made it. It's No Way Out. It takes place February 17th, 2002 at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is, by the way, the final No Way Out under the WWF brand. There's a little nugget for everybody because it would change to the WWE in May of 2002. It's you versus Hunter for Hunter's number one contendership and his title shot at WrestleMania. Before we get into the match, now, do you know what your WrestleMania plans are yet at this point? I guess not. You said just a few weeks.
No. Like I said, my first three WrestleManias, I was told the week of WrestleMania. Unfortunately, they just didn't have anything for me. And I wasn't one of the guys that they booked for WrestleMania that had a nice long storyline like Austin, Rock, Triple H, Undertaker.
Well, you would go on to take on Kane, by the way, at that WrestleMania. But this one, it is no DQ. Stephanie's the referee. And the Observer said Kurt Angle pinned Triple H to theoretically win the title shot in 14 minutes, 40 seconds with Stephanie, who insisted on being called Stephanie McMahon as referee. So, Kurt, you pick up the pin here. As much as she figured to ruin the match and she took it down, she took an awesome first bump to get her out of there, flying over the top rope for a great-looking Angle clothesline. Seriously, that was almost as good as anything on the show. Not only that, but it meant they could work several minutes without her being the focus of everything with Tim White as the referee. Of course, the downside is it meant that White was going to get beat up by her before the finish. She was carried out while Triple H laughed at her. Technically sound, but lacked heat. Angle was suplexing Triple H all over the place and seemed frustrated with the lack of response. Angle punched White, gave Triple H a low blow and an Angle slam as Stephanie ran in, but Triple H kicked out. Very surprised she didn't count fast. Angle used the ankle lock, but Triple H kicked out. Angle into squashing Stephanie. Ref bump number three, DDT by Triple H, but again, no ref. Triple H had Angle set up for the pedigree when Stephanie attacked Tim White and kicked him low. Again, ref bump number four. He set up the pedigree on her, but Angle got a chair and nailed Triple H twice, then gave him the Angle slam, and Stephanie counted the pin. 3.25 stars. Did you think Stephanie helped or hurt this match?
I don't think she helped or hurt. I don't think it was really much of a difference whether we had her or not. I think the problem is we had way too many ref bumps. And when you have a special guest referee, it can be a little difficult. And I will say this, she should have did a fast count both times on the count on Hunter. I think, and it wasn't her fault. That was a creative miss. I think the creative dropped the ball on that. I would have gotten more heat if it was a fast count.
Were you happy with the match overall, Kurt?
Yeah, I was happy with the match. I just hated the referee bumps. There were four referee bumps.
Yeah.
It was absolutely way too much.
Well, Kurt, the next night on Raw, this match would happen again thanks to a Ric Flair decision. Stephanie was not able to interfere this time. Mike Chioda, our buddy, would be the official. And yes. Hunter gets the pinfall, and he's heading to WrestleMania. So that's how that all played out. There's
my
talking.
Dreams got destroyed at Raw.
That's right. That's exactly right. And there was also talk in the Observer around this time that your WrestleMania plans weren't able to be finalized. You mentioned it already because there was a chance it could be you versus Austin at the show because of the inability to rely on Scott Hall at the time. Were you hearing any of this?
No, but I'm not surprised. I mean, Scott Hall had some issues in the past, and I'm sure the WWE was still concerned about it. And they wanted to have a backup plan for Austin, especially Stone Cold Steve Austin. If he doesn't have a match at WrestleMania, there's something going on that, you know, something really wrong with the company.
Well, Kurt, there it is. Our recap of the story building to No Way Out 2002. A lot of fun, a lot of fun angles, a lot of fun drama, number one contenderships, pregnancies, weddings, and finally got to the result that we wanted to see here today. I had a lot of fun with the
show. Show were awesome.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I loved a little Triple H Jr. That was my highlight of the show.
Classic promo.
Next week, Kurt, we're going to be discussing WrestleMania 20. It's the 20th WrestleMania featured you challenging Eddie Guerrero for the WWE title. I'm looking forward to that one. Brock versus
my favorites. Yes.
Yeah. Brock versus Goldberg. Both of them left the company, plus Chris Benoit winning the world title. And I know you're excited to do that. But before we get out of here, it's that time, Kurt. We got to talk about physicallyfit.com, my man.
Physically Fit Nutrition. We have chicken snacks and we have Snack Smart Crispy Protein Bites. One's chicken protein, one's plant protein. You go to physicallyfit.com to order them. We have 11 different flavors. They're all incredible. You're going to absolutely love them. And if you go on and use the AnglePod 20 code, you'll get 20% off your first order, or you could become a member. Sign up, become a member on the website, and you'll get 20% off forever.
That's right. Use AnglePod, get that 20% off, and make sure you take advantage of physicallyfit.com and all those fantastic snacks. Also, take care of Kurt by going to KurtAngleBrand.com. Right, Kurt? There's a lot of good stuff over there as well.
Yes. I've been doing pretty well with this. I made my photographs and milk cartons and birthday cards very affordable. Very inexpensive, and I wanted to do it for the fans as a thank you. But I have cowboy hats, milk cartons, birthday cards, photographs, T-shirts, cameo video messages, you name it, I have it. Go to KurtAngleBrand.com and order whatever you want, and I'll have it sent to you.
Fantastic. And then WildcatBelts.com, where you can find that awesome Kurt Angle American Hero Championship. Just got a text from Andrew over there today, Kurt, saying someone did reach out, is interested, and awesome. Is talking to him. Look at it. If you're watching on video and adfreeshows.com, you can see Kurt's beautiful belt. But, man.
It is one of the prettiest belts I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This is awesome. This is the Kurt Angle Championship belt. This is all about me. And if you're a Kurt Angle fan, you're going to want to get one of these. There are only four left.
Three autographs total of Kurt Angle on the belt, on the COA, and on the display stand itself. Can't beat it. Excellent value. And, I mean, his name's on it. Does it get any better than that? I mean, hello.
Doesn't get any better than that, Paul.
Adfreeshows.com. Check us out over there. That's where you get Bonus Angle. If you know, the Weekly Angle isn't good enough for you, what's better than Weekly Angle? Bonus Angle, okay? Where you get to see him, talk to him. You get to hear answers to his questions. If you're a Top Guy, you get to meet up with him once a year, Top Guy Weekend. So check that out, adfreeshows.com. You're not going to find better value in wrestling. And then the socials. You can find his YouTube channel at The Angle Pod. Twitter and Instagram at The Angle Pod as well. You can find him on Twitter at Real Kurt Angle and on Instagram at The Real Kurt Angle. And I'm telling you, that's how I keep up with the man himself. All kinds of entertaining stuff on there. And if you want to keep up with him just one more layer deeper, then I would tell you, go out and check out the Wives of Wrestling podcast. That's Giovanna Angle, his wife, along with Kim Orton, Randy Orton's wife. They've started their own podcast. It's every week, and they're telling stories you can't hear anywhere else. So make sure you check it out, right, Kurt?
I've heard the first two episodes, and they're awesome. They tell great stories. It's a lot of fun to listen to them.
Well, Kurt, that's going to wrap us up for this week. Thanks for joining us once again here on The Kurt Angle Show. We'll see you next time.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.